Many thousand one-time refugees from North Korea may well recall a certain merchant marine captain and his freighter and days of panic at Christmas time in 1950. Brother Marinus, a Benedictine monk, died last week at St. Paul's Abbey in New Jersey. He was 87 years old. Brother Marinus in 1950 was known as Leonard LaRue, captain of the SS Meredith Victory. The freighter's mission was to supply American troops in North Korea. Late in December, the ship was sent to help civilians at the port of Hong Nam. Captain LaRue's ship carried more than 14,000 refugees to safety. J. Robert Lunny was on the Meredith Victory a half century ago. Welcome, Mr. Lunny. Tell us what it was like there and why in the world this very small ship under 500 feet would undertake such a mission.
Well, we were originally ordered under emergency orders to deliver 10,000 tons of jet fuel to the port of Hong Nam. At the time, the port was encircled with the Chinese communist forces together with the remnants of the North Korean army. While we were there, after having gone through the minefields, the jet strip was overrun, and the army sent representatives out and asked the captain to evacuate as many of the civilians as possible.
Did you have any idea at that time how many it would be?
No, but as far as the eye could see, the beach was crowded with refugees. You see, the Chinese and the North Koreans were coming down. They were annihilating all of the people that they came across because they accused them of cooperating with the UN forces, which were mostly all American, of course. And these people were proceeding to the sea. It was their only means of escape.
Now, did you take on board all you could or all that were there?
Well, we took on every last one of them that was there. If anyone were left, it was because we didn't see them or they were not at the pier.
And how crowded was the ship? These were families, mothers, fathers, children?
Well, we loaded them as if they were cargo. We had five cargo hatches, and we would place them on pallets and lower them down as if they were freight and put them in and then close those sections of the holds with hatch covers, leaving some open for air, and just commenced loading people, in each of the hatches until we had the full load aboard. And at the time, they had no food, no water. We had no light. We had no heat. We had no doctor. We had no interpreter. We just carried these people without any resources whatsoever.
The refugees are taken eventually to safety on an island after 3 days. They're taken there at Christmas time.
That's right.
Captain LaRue stays with the Merchant Marine to 1954.
That's right.
And then joins the Benedictines at St. Paul's Abbey, where he's been ever since.
That's correct.
Did you stay close to him?
Well, I would visit him every year or two down at Newton. And one interesting facet, because he was such a religious man and such a great leader, thought process that was a bright, clear line. He was unencumbered with questions. And we, in retrospect, only appreciated the danger. At the time, we were just carrying out our duties and functions and doing what we were supposed to do, and that was our job, etc. But he just turned and he said, well, the answer is in the Holy Bible. No greater love hath a man than to lay down his life for his friends.
Thank you, Mr. Lunny, for talking with us.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. J. Robert Lunny, who served on the freighter SS Meredith Victory with Captain Leonard LaRue, who became Brother Marinus and died at his abbey in Newton, New Jersey, October 14th.